Good morning, guys. Welcome to... Okay, so I clearly need to give context. I thought we'd be able to do this without addressing it. It's evident we're not. So we're 30 seconds from being live on camera, and all of a sudden, there is a mouse that appears in the studio. I don't know how the mouse got in. Maybe it's just the fact that we've opened the door today. I don't know. But we've learned where people's comfort levels are. William also came charging in with a broom. As soon as we went, show the people the broom. Show them what the mouse is facing. Show them the posture you had with said broom, though. So William comes into the room as we go live with the broom up over his head going, where is it? So that's what you walked in. That's what you guys entered into this morning. I'm so sorry. Just welcome to what's happening here. I thought it was important enough to ask William to attend to the mouse because the amount of hijacking that was trying to happen this morning because of the mouse was enough. So we have some mighty men on the mouse front. Who knows? Maybe the mouse found an exit. That's not William. Or maybe that. No, I don't want to say that. We're going to say good morning to the people. We'll keep you posted when the mouse is caught.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm working on putting my flesh down right now.
Also, as you may have heard, because I don't know at what point of being unmuted we were, as we were going, Hannah's like confessing over herself, no fear lives here, no fear lives here, no fear lives here. So that's where we are. Good morning. Pastor Nicole, there's a mouse in the studio. That's what you're walking in on right now. If you'd like a really good screen grab of William, feel free to rewind it a couple seconds.
Oh my God.
Welcome to the morning. Feel free to comment. Tell us who you are, where you're watching from. We're probably going to have to at least do like some sort of interesting talking right now because I don't know how prayer is going to work with William taking the broom spear to the mouse. I don't know. Wow. PETA, I'm really sorry for whatever you're watching right now. Okay, we've got Johnny in the comments.
Hi, Johnny.
Just.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
Yeah. No fear, lives here.
No, none. I'm bigger than the mouse.
That was the other thing.
Say it
she
all
was
with
saying.
Me.
I am bigger than the mouse. Room, we are bigger than the mouse. And if you would like a preview into today's Lunch Plus, I am bigger than the mouse.
Amen. Put that in the comments. Glory.
Oh my gosh. For those of you just now hopping on, there's a mouse in the studio. Our crew is catching it. Happy time. Let's shut the door so that the mouse does not get into the church in a wider way.
Good idea.
Or something.
Yeah.
But yes, because that's not what we want in the children's ministry area. We have Johnny watching. We have Miss Marilyn. Lisa Lamb is here. Holly Suzanne is here. Fallon, good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to be here. Serena's here and there. I don't know. There's so much happening, guys. We're trying.
Yes.
Courtney. Oh, wow. You changed your spelling back. Courtney Freitas, now that we know how to say her name, her spelling is normal. Courtney's here. Janine is here. Miss Terry's here. Let's see. Matthew Allman, he is part of the mouse hunting crew right now. He's a good man. He's here. Tabitha's here. Miss Cheryl is here. Julie's here. Jake LeBrec, Raquel, Lashika, Joni, who is probably glad she's not here physically in person this morning.
True.
Miss Chrissy is on. Miss Marilyn, Pastor Nicole, Angie, Jonna is watching from the Philippines.
Woo-hoo.
J-Lo's here. Brandy's here. Pastor Danny is here. And she says, ha-ha, good morning. Yeah, ha-ha is right. Jake says, we have dominion over that. We've got the dominion in the name of Jesus. Mouse, come out. Yeah, have fun.
I would love if I just see it scurry right after you say that. No.
William's like, how did I miss it? Serena says, house hunting crew. House hunting. Yeah, we're not that HGTV. She meant mouse hunting. But house hunting is such a fun show to watch. Shanae is watching. She says, good morning. For anyone who's just now hopping on, we have people in the background hunting a mouse. So if you hear loud shouts of jubilee, it's probably that. Or, you know, something else. I don't know. But that's the alligator closest to the boat, as Pastor Zach says. The mouse is being hunted right now.
Yes, it is.
Let's see. Serena says, loud shouts of jubilee. Julie is laughing. Honestly, guys, the Lord is not without a witness. He also works all things together for good. Marcus is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Jake says, that's exactly what I sound like. I say. I'm going to now intentionally ignore all of the men in the background, not out of rudeness, but if we don't, it's just going to turn into a mouse hunting broadcast. And that's not what we need to do. Deb, your son, here's what I need to tell you. Your son immediately jumped up to be like, do I need to come get the mouse? Such bravery, such chivalry found in young man William Aldridge. Just skills above them all. Matthew and Lee and William are hunting for the mouse. But now it's time for the word.
Amen.
So as they're taking care of that, what is cool about how the Lord works all things together is this morning what the Lord laid on my heart, just to go in with what the Lord showed us yesterday for this week. He told us yesterday that this week would have basically a week of talking about the Holy Ghost's importance in prayer. And this is not an in-depth teaching on Holy Ghost, the person of him, but we have to have at least some sort of understanding of who he is and the role that he plays in prayer, because he is our leader in prayer. You know, a lot of times, and hear me, there's delegated authority in the body of Christ. So there is often a man, a woman that God puts into a position of authority to help lead a people. But who is that person following? That person, every leader, is following someone else. That's the system of the kingdom of God. So a good leader is following someone, and that someone is the Holy Ghost. So Holy Ghost is ultimately our leader of 6 a.m. Frontlines prayer. Mm-hmm. So as we're hopping on today, we've got a leader. His name is the Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost is leading us to victory and triumph. Holy Ghost is leading us into the presence of God always. So today, what the Holy Spirit laid on my heart to just get us to in a place of unity over is, how do we approach God? How are we supposed to approach God? We're supposed to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praise. And we see it all through Psalm 100 verse 4. He tells it, or Psalm just 100 in general, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with exceeding gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. You know, Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his loving kindness is everlasting. His faithfulness to all generations. And that last chunk should be familiar, because we went into that more in depth last week when we looked at Psalm 118, because that's all through Psalm 118. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting. God is a covenant God. He is eternally awesome. And so literally, yet again, just like in Psalm 118, just like in 2 Chronicles verse 20, when it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise, give thanks to him. That phrase, give thanks, is put on the weapon that is thanksgiving. Put on the weapon that is a joyful celebration. Put on the weapon of praise. Equip your mouth with the stones of life to fling at every bit of Antichrist agenda. Fill your mouth with a praise that is a weapon. And hear me, there's a difference between having a praise in your mouth and having a projectile of praise in your mouth. One of these is weighted. So I can throw both of them. I can say give thanks to the Lord. He is good. His love endures forever. And then I can connect my heart with it. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his love endures forever. One of these has a posture of expectation. One of these has a weight behind it. So if I'm just saying, give thanks to the Lord, he's good. Lord, I thank you. You're awesome. You're mighty. Lord, you're great. I love you so much. thank you so much for all that you've done. Like, yeah. That's, I'm going to throw it with the same amount of force. That, like, there was no weight behind it. That's, it had no substance of weight. Versus a projectile. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I used the same weight for the throw. One flew across the room. The other one's literally, like, basically in front of the table. One travels further. One carries a weight. One's a weapon. So we've got to ensure that we're entering into the presence of God the way that he tells us to, with praise and thanksgiving in a heart posture of it, not just an action. It's, my praise is not just an action. Mm-hmm. It's not just a word. Hannah could say praise with faith and have it connected. I could say a word of praise and have no heart in there. Yes. Hannah's is going to accomplish much, right. Much as her heart is connected to it. So when he says, mm-hmm. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise, give thanks to him, bless his name. We're yes. to be doing that from a position of revelation. You know, Hebrews 4:16 tells us that we are to draw near to the throne of grace in time of need, and we're going to receive help there. I mean, the fullness of it without Barrett's like kind of mashup says, therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We're to draw near with confidence. Yes. Confidence is also a position of the heart. When I have a confidence of who God is, when I know his loving kindness is everlasting, there's nothing that can stop the Lord my God. My God is awesome. My God is sufficient. My God is abundant. My God is lavish. My God is excellent. Yes. What's coming out of me right there? Praise. Praise is already starting to pour out of me because I'm confident in who he says he is. But what happens, you know, if we're in a moment where we don't feel confident, or we don't feel like praising, we don't feel like giving thanks, that's where we have an empowerment. There's an empowerment that's outside of this world. There's an empowerment that goes beyond what the world offers. His name is Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit is the empowerment of the body of Christ, that when I do not feel like something, he is my source of strength, and he empowers me to move beyond my feelings. Yes. He equips my mouth with the words of life. He gives thanks well. That's why we needed yesterday to be filled fresh, and we need today to be filled fresh, because we saw it yesterday in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 17. He says, those who pray in the Holy Spirit give thanks well enough. We give thanks well when we're yoked together and following the Holy Ghost leading us into prayer. So today, as we enter into prayer, here's what I want to encourage you to do. Share this broadcast. There's people that need the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. There's people that need there's people that need to put on praise.
Amen.
And this morning, as we're entering in, it's easy to do when you're in a corporate assembly. It's easier to get that going. So share the broadcast. Let someone know that we're live, because we're about to start praying this morning. And here's what we know about God. As we enter in to his gates with thanksgiving, as we enter into his courts with praise, where are we headed? We're going into the presence of God. Yeah. In the praises of God is his presence. As God's people put on praise, as God's people allow praise to come out of their mouths, the word tells us that he inhabits the praises of his people. So today, for every person watching, there's an inhabitation of the praise of God. There's an inhabitation of the presence of God found in the praises of God's people. So as we begin to praise, as we begin to put on thanks, I want to encourage every one of us, let it come out of your mouth. Don't just listen to us pray, but put that praise on too. Share this broadcast. Let's praise and see God move. Amen.
Amen.
Shombo koro, you kick off.
Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. We know that you are causing all things to work together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purposes. Lord, we worship you because your character and your nature is to be loving. Your character and your nature is to be a provider, to be a protector, to be a sustainer. Lord, you are the God who parted the Red Sea. You are the God who put the stars in the sky, who put the sun in its place, made it hot enough to sustain us, but far away enough that it wouldn't burn us up. Lord, you are the God who created oceans and rivers and mountains. You are so great. Lord, there's not enough English words to describe how awesome you are. You are majesty on high. You are Alpha. You are Omega. Yeah. You are the beginning. Yeah. You are the end. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord. Father, we thank you that just in a very breath of your words, you can move a mountain. Yeah. There's nothing too hard for you. And this morning, Lord, we put on that heart of thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you for everything you've done for us. We thank you for every way that you've made. We thank you for the breath in our lungs this morning. We thank you, Lord, for every good thing that you are doing. We fix our eyes on you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You who started a good work, you're carrying it to completion today. You started a good work of joy, you're carrying it to completion throughout this time of prayer. We ask you now for a mighty joy to bubble up throughout this time of prayer. Let the anointing break any yoke of heaviness. Let the anointing break any yoke of deception. We call it forth now. Let there be such a thanksgiving that breaks every yoke. Thanksgiving will be our banner. Thanksgiving will be our banner. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, you are good, and your loving kindness is everlasting. You are good, and your loving kindness is everlasting. Lord, you are good, and your loving kindness is everlasting. It's everlasting over this ministry. It's everlasting over every partner. It's everlasting over every member. It's everlasting over every attender. Your loving kindness goes before us. It comes behind us and encamps all around us. Yes. You are faithful. You are faithful. True. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are Lord, we thank you for the honor of being your people. We thank you, Lord, that you have grafted us in to the vine that is everlasting. You have made us partakers of the inheritance of Jesus. You have made us partaker of the richer things. You have made us inheritors of the glory of God. You have made us kings on this earth. You have made us to be little gods on this earth. And I don't mean that rudely. I mean, you have made us like you on this earth. You have given us right standing with you. You have turned all authority over to us on this earth. You are so awesome. And Lord, we thank you for that awesome privilege this morning. We pray from the revelation of righteousness. We have been given right standing with Christ right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the goodness of God in the land of the living. We thank you that today we have a help. We thank you that today we have a Lord. We thank you that today you are the God who satisfies. We thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, as Deb put in the comments, thank you, Father, that your arm is not short. You can't be dethroned. You are our strong tower. Phil put in the comments, Lord, you're good. Lord, we thank you as the corporate assembly is gathered together this morning. I thank you that in the multitude is the glory of the King. I thank you, Father, that in this time of prayer, in this time of praise, you are inhabiting the praises of your people. Fill every house now in the name of Jesus that's praising the name. Let there be an infilling of God. Let there be an infilling of God in the name of Jesus. Put what Phil just put in the comments, if you will. Lord, you are good. Amen. Let the praises of God fill the comments right now. Let it fill your house. Good. Let it come out of our mouths this morning. Good. Lord, you are good. You are good. You are good, and your mercy endures forever.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Father. Loto coro con da sabata caca. La de caria si abata. La de care sambata caca. Loto coro con da sabata caca. La de care caria sai. Lote shambata caca. La de canda sabata caca. Loto yatia si abata cara caria sai. Lede da la rinde de caria si abata. La de cara caria sai. Loto yashi abaca caca. Lata cara candiasi. Lede caria sai. Father, you are the Lord of the harvest. You are the God of the increase. You are the Lord that is richer than the richest. You're deeper than the deepest. You're better than the best. Right now, Lord, as we're coming into your presence, we lay aside every weight and every care. We lay aside anything that could have been a distraction. Wherever the mouse went, let him go. Lord, I thank you. He's not a distraction to this time of prayer. I thank you that there's no distractions to keep us from the face of God. Yes. Lord, I thank you. Truly, you are bigger than the biggest. Lord, as Hannah was saying earlier, I know that we were joking, kind of, but truly, you're bigger than the mouse. You're bigger than whatever the thing was that was trying to present itself as lofty. You are higher than the highest. You are bigger than the biggest. You are better than the best. You are richer than the richest. You're deeper than the deepest. You cannot be dethroned. You weren't voted in. You can't be voted out. You are amazing. You're the only wise God. You're awesome. There is no one that compares to you. You are the Lord of this ministry. You are the Lord of Boomerang Church. You're the Lord of Boomerang Church International. You're the Lord of our partners. You're the Lord of our members and attenders. You're the Lord of the Philippines. You're the Lord of the United States of America. You're the Lord of Mexico. You are the Lord of every great nation on this earth. You are the Lord. And we worship you. You're the Lord of the heavens and the earth. You are the Lord of angel armies. You speak Lord. And it's done. A breath from your nostril causes mountains to be dissolved. You are the God who spoke and it was. Light be. Separation of light and dark be. Firmaments come. Waters come. Animals come. Vegetation come. You are the God who breathed the very breath of life into man. There is no one that compares to you. Where were we when you hung the stars in the sky? You are above it all. You are richer. You are deeper. You are mighty. And you are Alpha. You are Omega. You are the beginning. You are the end. You are wiser than the wisest. You are Jehovah. You are the great I am that I am. You are wonderful. You are the God of signs and wonders. You are the God of the gifts of the Spirit. You are the God of our Savior, Jesus Christ. You are the God of the Holy Spirit. Father, you are amazing. Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. Lord of all. Lord of all. Savior of this world. You are awesome. And we are seated with you. Holy Ghost, we thank you for being our teacher and our helper. We thank you, Lord. We're so thankful for you. We thank you that today there is fresh help over this ministry. There is fresh revelation over this ministry. There's a fresh breath of God that's being breathed in. You don't just breathe your breath one time. It's an ongoing, available breath of life. So right now we ask for a fresh wind to come into this ministry, come into every partner. Come into every home. Come into every family. Come now in the name of Jesus. Let there be a fresh wind now in the name.
in the name.
Yobo koko 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 koko. Yeah, Shell just put in the comments. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us.
Yes.
For waking us up. Every day is not a promise. Yes. Lord, thank you. That today we have been filled up and woken up with glorious purpose.
Yes.
You've woken us up on this earth because there's things to be accomplished for the will of God. We thank you for the day. We thank you for the strength in our bodies. We thank you for the strength in our lungs. We thank you for the promises that have been laid up for us today. We thank you for fresh intimacy today.
Fresh intimacy.
We give you all the praise and glory. Thank you. Yeah, as the Lord speaking things to you, continue to put it in the comments. As we've said now for going on 3 weeks, God is so faithful, and there's supply in every joint that's attached to this ministry. There's supply right now.
Yes.
As Phil just put in the comments, Lord of all. Yes. Lisa just said, Lord, you are everything that is good. We thank you. We love you. Lord, you are.
Yes.
You are everything that
you
is good.
So good.
We
God.
Thank you.
Thank
we love
Father.
You, Lord.
Lord.
Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that in that presence, while you are inhabiting the praises of your people, we thank you, Lord, that there's a new confidence and a new boldness rising up in your people right now. A new confidence and a new boldness. A no shrinking back. Lord, thank you that this body, everyone attached to this ministry right now, there is a no shrinking back. I won't back down. I won't step off the pedal. No, I'm putting my pedal to the metal. And in the name of Jesus, we know that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. Because in your presence, there's everything we need. In your presence, there's everything we need. In your presence, there's everything we need. Lord, we thank you right now. Let it be a permeating of your presence. Wherever this broadcast is going forth, we ask you for it. Let the light shine brightly, and the darkness cannot overcome it. It cannot overpower it. Right now, let the light of God illuminate every darkened area. Let the light of God shine brightly. We have eyes to see and ears to hear. Confidence in the anointing.
Yeah.
Confidence in the presence of God. Confidence in who you say we are. In the name of Jesus. It's a rising up type of time. It's a rising up type of day. It's a rising up type of hour. As we praise you and as we thank you, we lack for nothing. We want for nothing, because when we see what's been made available to us, God, how could we not praise you? How could we not thank you? Lord, we know that this is the time. This is the hour. This is the place for a fresh wind in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father. Lisa just put in the comments, I won't back down. Jody says, no shrinking back. No lack in this day. No more curse. Only the blessing of God over this day. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we send the anointing with faith. We ask for the anointing to fill every home that's attached to this ministry through partnership or through membership within our local bodies. Let the anointing fill. Fill the homes. Let the anointing break any bit of the curse off now in the name of Jesus. Where there was weightiness, where there was heaviness, let there be just a breaking off and a breaking loose. A breaking off and a breaking loose. A breaking off and a breaking loose in the name of Jesus. We've come boldly before the throne of grace this morning, confidently in our time of need. We need you. And just say that. Put it in the comments. Lord, I need you. Let it come out of our mouths this morning. Lord, I need you. I need you. I am in great need of you. I am hungry for you. I am thirsty for you. I have to have you, Lord. We need you, Father. We need you, Lord. We're hungry for you, Lord. We've got to have you, Lord. We need you, Lord. You are awesome. You are mighty. And Lord, we recognize our great need of you. We cannot do this without you. Lord, today we desire you. We crave you. Like a predator seeks its prey.
Yes.
Lord, we are coming after you with our whole hearts this morning. You're where our eyes are fixed on. Nothing else is going to distract me away. I've seen what my appetite is hungering for. I'm yearning. I'm pressing in. I'm longing after you. I've got to have you this morning. I am craving you. I am hungry for you. We are craving you. We are hungry for you. We need you now.
Yep.
We need you now.
We need you, Lord.
We need you now. We need you now. Lord, that's the help that we need. We need you.
Yes.
We need you.
Yes.
We need you.
Yes.
We need you. But here's the thing. We don't just need you. We find the help that we need as we come to you with confident praise and confident thanksgiving led by the Holy Ghost. We have you now in the name of Jesus.
We have you now
in the name of Jesus. We have you now in the name above every name. In the name above every name, we have you now. We are positioned in that name.
Glory.
We are praying from that name. We are praying with
from
that name. And in the name, let every wicked thing be broken off of anyone attached to this ministry. Let the life of God flood right now in the name. I see things breaking, breaking off. And the life of God flooding in. Flood in now. We command those rivers of life to be in the people watching. Joni, fresh rivers of living water. Flooding to an overflow now in the name of Jesus. For every person watching now and in the time to come, we send the water of the Holy Ghost now. Fill fresh from the top of our heads. And just put your hand on your own head. I'm doing it to myself. I want a fresh infilling. And just say it.
Jesus,
fill me fresh.
Fill me fresh.
Lay one hand on your head and one hand on your belly. Jesus, fill me fresh.
Fill me fresh.
With your Holy Spirit.
With your Holy Spirit.
With your fire.
With your fire.
Fill me now.
Fill me now.
To the full.
To the full.
To the overflow.
To the overflow.
Now.
Now.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
The name.
Let an overflow of the rivers of life. An overflow of the joy of the Lord. An overflow of the fire of God. An overflow. An overflow. An overflow for every person watching now in the time to come. And every person attached to this ministry. An overflow. An overflow. An overflow in our spiritual grandfathers. An overflow in pastors. Jean and Sister Kathy, an overflow in Brother Tracy and Sister Lori, an overflow in Brother Ted and Sister Bonnie, an overflow, Lord, an overflow in Pastor JB and Pastor Susan, an overflow in Pastor Chris and Miss Jan, an overflow in Dr. Ronnie and Sister Adonica, an overflow now in our pastors, Brother Brian and Sister Nicole, an overflow now in the name, an overflow now for every ministry that we're partnered with in the name of Jesus. Overflow them now. Let their ministry have fresh life now. Let the rivers of living water flow fresh now in the name of Jesus. Over every EC member of this body, every board member, every ELT member, fresh rivers of life now in the name. Over every life group leader, fresh rivers of life now in the name. Over every team leader, fresh rivers of life now. Over every member of every team, fresh rivers of life now in the name. Every up and coming leader, fresh rivers of life now. Over the people that don't even know that they're leaders yet, but they're called by the name of Jesus. Fresh rivers of life now in the name. We send that anointing now. Life be now in the name. Yamba ta kara kara kai. Loro koro kone sabaka kaka. Loro koro kone kara kai. Yeah, Mama Chris put in the comments, an overflow. An overflow. J-Lo says, I don't just want a trickle of you, Lord. I want an overflow of you. Yes. An overflow. Oh, an overflow. An overflow. If we could have more than just, imagine it this way. As I read J-Lo's comment, here's what I see. It's like of the faucet in your kitchen. If you just barely crank it up and it's dripping out, that's better than nothing. Like a drop will satisfy. If you're thirsty to the point of dying, a drop of water is awesome. But what's available to us is not just a drop of water. Yes. It's a fire hydrant explosion of the release of God. There's an explosion of his goodness. There's a supply that's everlasting. There's a force of the anointing that comes and breaks off every crusty thing, every weighty thing that would have tried to be there. There's a force of his anointing today. Yes. There's a release of his anointing today. Yes. Where, hear me, it'll be gentle to us. But to those things that tried to attach themselves to us, it'll destroy those things off. It'll break them off. The same way that if you put something that had like crusted mud on it in front of a fire hydrant and you kick the fire hydrant open, there would be a geyser, a force of that water that would have to break off the crusty and the hard. And I declare now that in the anointing today, where hearts have been hardened, where the world has tried to take itself on. No more. We loose that anointing now in the name of Jesus, and we command for every hardened thing to become softened. We command for every confusing area to become clear. We command now in the name of Jesus for there to be an overflow, a breaking loose, a breaking out, a breaking off, a breaking loose, 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 a breaking off, a breaking loose in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So be it.
Hallelujah. 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 So te bedeke. So te bedeke. Ha para kandaye. So te kebede. So te kebede. So te kebede. Hikerebesebe.
Thank you, Father. Yo boto korokanda sabaka. Now hear me. After a word like that, there needs to be a rejoicing that comes out of us. Lord, if God's going to refresh us, he's going to revive us, he's going to break every dead thing off of us, then the people of faith who have ears to hear, we choose to be the one that returned back to Jesus when the healing came. Jumping and leaping and praising God. Glory to God. Freedom is coming to this body today. Glory to God that the anointing is setting us free today. Glory to God for signs and wonders today of freedom and healing and restoration. Thank you, Lord, that every deadened thing comes back to life today. In the name.
Thank you, Lord.
We worship. Glory to God.
Surabata kai ha teke yo hikarabase kedebe yo surabata karabasa ka hikedebe seke hikarabasa ka hikedebe seke. I just keep seeing two images. One of the original Willy Wonka. Whenever they finally at the end of the movie, they shot up and out. When they shot up and out, and it broke all the glass to break through. When they shot up and out. And also, when a rocket gets released off of the earth, in order for that breaking through process to come forth and break through, there had to be a shedding off of what was. There had to be a shedding off of what was. There had to be, in order to elevate to that next level, there had to be a breaking through of what was. There had to be a breaking through of what was and a letting go of what was there as well.
Yeah.
Lord, right now, Lord, we thank you that that breaking through, that pressing through, that anointing that's breaking every yoke like Barrett prayed out. Lord, right now in the anointing, we let go of anything that was holding us back. We let go of any weight that was trying to encumbrance us. We let go of anything that was trying to contain our rocket from taking off. Right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that said, you are Lord, and we give up our whole lives to you. We lay our whole lives on the altar. Lord, burn up anything that's not of you. We don't want anything that's not of you. Any encumbrance right now in the anointing, we say we don't want it. We do not partake with anything that's not of you. We do not partake with any thought process that's not yours. We do not partake with anything that's not of you, Lord. A breaking through, a shedding off of what was. A breaking through, a shedding off of what was. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, I ask right now, I thank you that the prayer that we prayed on Friday of the people of this ministry becoming true people of praise and people of joy. I thank you, Lord, that there is a release of your praise and joy. Joy today, a release of the freshness of your presence brings with it praise and joy. Praise and joy. I thank you, Lord, that the people of Boomerang Church International Incorporated are the biggest praisers in the state. They're the biggest praisers, Lord. We put on praise so easily. We put on praise quickly. We put on praise in every situation. Lord, the same way that last night in the natural, there was an opportunity for there to be a lack of praise in something that my dear friend saw in front of them. And yet they put on praise in the middle of a storm, and the presence of God and the peace of God sustained them, and the joy of the Lord upheld them, and the release of the anointing came. And Lord, you were glorified in the midst of the praise when we put on praise, even when we don't feel like it. God shows up in the midst of the situation, and a turnaround takes place. I thank you that today the people of this ministry put on praise. Put on praise. Put on praise. I'm sending that as a word into the spirits of every person connected. There's no time. There's no separation in the spirit. I ask, Lord, that that be a word that the people wake up with this morning. Put on praise. Put on praise. And I'm not asking for that to be some sort of weird, hyper-spiritual, kooky thing. I mean it the same way that it reverberates in me when Brother Brian and Sister Nicole, when they loose a word, and all of a sudden I'm in a situation and it's like they're sitting on my shoulder and they're like, put on praise, put on praise. Yep. I'm asking, Lord, that there be a reminding of the Holy Ghost, that you quicken your people, that you bring to our remembrance the word, put on praise, put on praise, put on praise in the middle of what I'm facing, in the middle of what I'm seeing, in the middle of where I am. I shall be, and put this in the comments, I shall be a person of great praise. A person of great praise. That's what Psalm 100, verse 2 says. Serve the Lord, worship the Lord, work for the Lord, serve the Lord with exceeding gladness. I shall be a person of great praise. I shall be a person of great praise. This ministry shall be a ministry of great praise. Sunday mornings in our local bodies, every one of them that we have, a morning of great praise, a people of great praise. Our broadcast that we loose, broadcast of great praise. Sunday mornings, messages of great praise. When we go into other nations, when we travel to other churches, when we have our own tent meetings, meetings of great praise. Every time we host, it's a hosting of great praise. And in the praises of the people of God is the presence of God. When people come into our local Sunday morning experiences, I thank you that they experience the presence of God. When we go to the Philippines, we carry the presence of God as our mouths are filled with great praise. Filled with great praise. Filled with great praise. Fill with great praise. Fill, I'm telling you, fill with great praise.
Yep.
You shall be known as a man of great praise. I shall be known as a man of great praise. We shall be known as men of great praise.
Great
a people
praise.
Of praise.
Great
when we go
praise.
To the Philippines, a people of praise. When we go to Mexico, a people of praise. When we go to Africa, a people of praise. When we go to every meeting we host, everywhere we go, a people of great, great praise.
Ha. Hey. So kolabai, helaba serebe, rondo surra ba 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 ba. Hey, o surra ba.
I see it. Every tribe is every. We have every race, every age group. Lord, I see it now. Seas of people, seas of people, filled with colors, colors from heaven, right now. And I'm not trying to sound uber spiritual, but there's truly, truly, I see it. Blues, reds, oranges, pinks, purples. I see it. It's like heaven came to earth in the assembly. A great praise, a great rejoicing. We thank you, Lord. It's not going to be something we have to put on or muster up in our own strength. It's going to be a pure move of heaven. A pure move of heaven where people hear about it and they say, I've got to get there now. Thank you, Lord. It's not going to have to be orchestrated by man. It's not going to have to be something we put on. It is going to be and is a pure move of heaven in the name of Jesus. Musicians, an overflow. An overflow of musicians. An overflow of anointed singers. An overflow of people coming with their supply of faith, hope, and love. An overflow of a pure move of God in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, I've seen that too many times before. And what I've seen is they're coming.
Yes.
It's not just we go out and find them. They're coming to the house. They're coming to the ministry. Partners and members alike, they're coming to the ministry in droves. They're coming, they're coming, they're coming. Truly, just like you've said, every nationality. I thank you, Lord, that we see an abundance of the multitude, not just those that we've gone out to find, but those that hear the report of the Lord and have to come and see what God has done in this place. The same way, Lord, that message that you had me preach out last fall. Lord, I thank you. We are in the time of revival right now. We're in the time of revival right now. We have our own lane to run in. We're in the time now. Raise up your people. That's what you're doing through this time of prayer. You're raising up a people of prayer. You're raising up a culture of prayer. Nothing happens on this earth unless it's done first in prayer. So Lord, I thank you that as you're raising the people up in prayer to pray out the will of God being done, I thank you that our exploits enlarge. They enlarge. They enlarge. They enlarge. They multiply. Not just in size, in frequency, in amount. Our reach enlarges. Our tent pegs enlarge. We've played that out so many times. We're in the season of revival. We're in the days of revival. We're in the latter rain days. We're in the end time move of God days. There's things that are on the table waiting to be harvested, waiting to be grabbed. Take your positions of praise.
Yep.
Take your positions of praise.
Yes.
Take your positions of praise.
Hallelujah.
Take your positions of praise. Before the perpetual victory parade, what comes out before it? The praisers. The praisers. What did we see happen in 2 Chronicles 20? They thought they were going to go fight a battle. It was just a parade of the victory of God that took place. Because the praises caused the enemies to fall.
Praise.
And it just became a harvesting parade. A harvesting parade. A harvesting parade. Those warriors that were lined up armed for battle, they became ready to gather the spoils. A harvesting parade.
A harvesting parade.
It's time. Arm yourself with praise. Arm yourself with praise. That's a word from the Lord this morning. We are to arm ourselves with praise. Because it's harvest time.
Glory to God.
It's harvest time.
Glory
the victory parade is starting now.
Yep.
The victory parade has already had the gun shoot off. We're already moving forward. It's time to arm yourself with praise.
Yep.
Arm yourself with praise. Arm yourself with praise. Let the yada come out of your mouth. That weapon of praise that causes the stones to be thrown at the enemy. And the enemies fall. And their wealth, their riches that were never meant for them, we get to gather it back into the camp. We get to bring it back into the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
We get to gather the increase, the likes of which men and women have never heard before. Souls that went men and women have never seen before. Signs and wonders that have never been seen before. Lord, I thank you that we see the harvest. We see numbers, the likes of which this city has never seen before. In Albemarle, let there be so many numbers that come in. It confounds the wise. It takes them by surprise. They don't even understand how it happened. Lord, but we know you birthed it in prayer through praise. You birthed it in prayer. Send in the multitude. Send in the multitude. Lord, put Boomerang University in the hearts of men, women, and those graduating from high school. Send in the multitude to Boomerang University. Send in the hungry. Send in the diligent. Send in those that would give themselves to the soil. Let people move. I thank you that as Fallon is a first fruit of those who would move. That's not a coincidence you're on this morning, Fal. As Fallon is a first fruit of a first student to move their lives into this university. Let more and more and more and more come after her. Let the university have favor in the eyes of you and Lord and with man. Lord, let Lunch Plus, as Kevin Nowicki was the first fruit of someone who moved due to the broadcast and the connection to the broadcast, and we've seen person after person. Lord, let there be more and more and more that connect through Lunch Plus and come into this ministry from it. Let more and more and more come through this time of Frontlines prayer. Lord, let the ministry be on the hearts of every man and every woman that needs to be a part. Put it in front of their eyes. Let them not be able to get away from it. Let the multitude come to this house now in the name of Jesus. Corey says the heaps that the heathen had hoarded, the heaps are coming into the hands of the body of Christ. Heaps. Triple time heaps. Heaps and triple time heaps. Heaps and triple time heaps. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It comes through the praise. It comes through the praise. It comes through the faithful praises of God.
Ooh.
Not lip service praise.
That's right.
Though if we need to start there, that's fine.
Yeah.
If we need to start with, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Just don't quit.
Don't quit.
Don't quit. Keep going. Commit our works that our thoughts would be established. That our soul would line up. That there would be a fervency that comes out of us that's not just put on. It's who we are. Lord, let the praise that we've prayed out this morning, let it truly become who we are. Who we are. We are a people of praise. A people of joy. A people of confidence. A people of hope. A people of love. We are a people of true praise.
Glory.
Covenant praise.
Glory.
Praise that can't be shut down. And I call right now in the name of Jesus in our local services on a Sunday morning. Let the men lead the charge of praise. Let it not be the women out front. Let it not have to be the women out front. But let the men of God hear the need to praise radically. Hear the call from God to become a praying people. To become a praising people. Let the men of this ministry be, as Brother Tracy prayed years ago, David's mighty men. David's mighty men. David's mighty men. Lord, let us be and have the heart of David. Let the men in this ministry have the hearts of David. I'm so blessed to see the men in the comments, to see the men that come in the mornings to pray. Let it be on Sunday mornings such an overflow, such an overflow, such an overflow that our children truly see the dynamic of family as God orchestrated it, with the men and the women being yoked together yoked equally together in the things of God. Lord, no more letting women lead the charge.
Yeah.
Clearly, women are called. Clearly, women are anointed. Clearly, women can minister. I am a woman minister. I'm not negating that. But what I am saying is that there is a need for the men of this body and the men that would come in the future to this body to be strong men in praise, strong men in prayer, strong men in the fruit of the Spirit, strong men leading their families. Strong men in their emotions, not tossed here and there by every wind of doctrine, not tossed here and there by every emotion, but a person of praise is anchored in the peace of God. Let the men of this ministry be strong in the power of God, strong in the anointing of God, strong in their identity in Christ, strong in leading the way, strong in leading the way, strong in leading the way, strong in leading the way in the name of Jesus. To such a degree that the women have to get even hungrier than we had been.
Yeah.
Lord, I thank you. It spurs us to hunger ever the more.
Yep.
And truly, we are to be the help meet.
Yeah.
The meet, not the lesser, the
That's
meet.
Right.
We run together, yoked together.
Yes.
Let the men of God take the right positions as leaders in the body of Christ.
Yes.
Lord, thank you. Thank you. Whatever this world tried to harden onto the hearts of men, that you're more of a man when you're emotional, that you're more of a man when you're quiet, that you're more of a man this, that, the other. No, no. Let the word be the defining factor of what a man of God looks like.
Yes.
Let the word of God be the only, source of where we draw our identity from. Let there be a breaking off of what the world has said a man should be.
Glory.
Let there be a breaking off of what the world has said a woman should be.
Yep.
Let there be a breaking off of gender ideology to begin with. We are made in the image and likeness of God. We're not animals. We're not confused of who we are.
Yes.
We don't have a lack of identity. Our identity is I look like my father. I talk like my father. I walk like my father. I look like Jesus. I look like the Holy Ghost. I look like my Lord. Let there be a breaking off now from the adults to the youth. No confusion. No confusion. No confusion. No confusion with our youth as to who they are. No confusion with our youth as to what they're to walk like. No confusion with our youth as to whether they're a man or a woman. No confusion. We're called in the image and likeness of God. No confusion. Let the worldly garbage that has tried to come up against our kids, we stand against it now. And in the water of this anointing, we call for there to be a breaking loose, and a breaking off,
a breaking loose
of who they are in Christ, and a breaking off of this world's ideology. No more. No more. We do not conform to anything outside of the Word of God. We move by you.
We move by you.
Let parents raise up right now to be the strong parents of God. Lord, fathers are needed. Let them be strong.
Yes.
Mothers are needed. Let them be love.
Yes.
Children need to see that. Lord, let there be such an outpouring of wisdom over every parent on this ministry. No longer letting their kids run the show. No longer letting teenagers who do not have a full perspective of life yet call the shots.
Yes.
It's not that they're less. But they don't have what we have. They don't have the experience, the history to be able to see clearly that's the enemy, that's not.
Yeah.
Let them no longer be in charge.
Amen.
Let parents take their proper position as parents.
Yes.
Let parents parent with strength, with the word,
parents,
with love, with discipline,
love,
and let our kids be the arrows that hit the targets every time.
Yes.
Our kids look like heaven. Our kids talk like heaven. Our kids are disciplined by heaven. Our kids are raised in the anointing. They are sharpened arrows, and they will not be broken by this world.
Yes.
They'll hit the mark each time.
Each time.
In the name.
Each time.
In the name.
Each time.
Shomoko koko.
Each time.
Ho koko.
Each time.
Ho koko.
Yes. Yes.
Ho do koko.
Yes.
Ha de de.
Ha. Hikarabai.
Hi. And joy returned to the homes of the families.
Yes.
Joy.
Joy.
joy, a fresh breath of joy.
Yes.
A fresh breath of joy.
Fresh breath of joy.
A fresh breath of joy.
Yes.
In every home.
Fresh breath of joy.
Lord, guard our kids today as they go to school.
Yes.
From the youngest to the oldest, guard them. Keep them from the wicked ones. Let them be in the world, but not of the world.
Yes.
Let every demonic antichrist thing be destroyed in the anointing today. We call that anointing to cover the kids.
We worship
go before them, come behind them, and camp all around them. Protect them in the name.
Ha.
Protect the families in the name. Let the supernatural peace of God be in every home attached to this ministry now. In the name of Jesus, a peace that passes understanding, a peace that goes beyond logical comprehension.
Yes.
Peace,
peace,
and multiplied peace.
Multiplied peace.
And grace to walk out the praise that we've prayed out.
Yes.
An impartation of strength that comes through grace. Let your grace be multiplied.
Multiplied.
To walk and live as you've called us to walk and live.
Yes, Lord.
We give you praise and glory. And we thank you, Father. You are the Lord of it all.
Yep.
And we serve you this morning with joyful, confident expectation.
You are mighty.
And we love you, Lord.
We love you, Father.
You are so good.
So good.
We worship you with our whole hearts today. And we serve you with exceeding gladness. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
And Julie says, fresh breath of joy today.
Amen.
Amen. God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
Thank y'all for being on. Thank you for watching this broadcast. I also, here's something that's cool. I'm not thinking about logically what to pray out, but the majority of our ministry's youth team was part of this time of prayer today as we prayed over our youth. That's not a coincidence. He orchestrates that stuff. So recognize your supply, it's steering the flow of the anointing.
Yes.
Like God doesn't jump over people. He sees who comes to the table and he uses every gift. Just our presence alone, God is able to draw from the wells of salvation the supply that's needed for this day. Your supply is making a difference in the lives of people we're not even seeing. So there may have been the temptation of, well, my comment didn't get read, or I'm not on camera, or it doesn't even matter if I'm there. No, it matters.
Yes.
Your supply is so integral to the flow of the anointing because God knows exactly what's needed and who needs to be a part of it.
Yes.
So thank you today for every person that's watching, every person that commented with their supply, every person that prayed. You are truly making a massive difference in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Whether we're ever known, and hear me, praying people, it's not about being seen. People may never know what we just prayed out, but God knows.
Yes,
and heaven took note, and angels were released, and heaven loosed what we loosed, and it bound what we bound, and there will be a manifestation off of prayer today. There will be. So Lisa put in the comments, my supply matters.
Amen.
It does. So thank y'all for being a part. If you would like to partner with this ministry, if you're not yet a partner officially, sign up. Feel free to do so. If you're bringing a supply to the ministry, if you're joining with us regularly, you're being fed by us, like, and hear me, not us, but by the Lord through this ministry, you're being fed in that way, there's probably a supernatural connection that's taking place.
Yeah.
And God's probably leading you to partner, not out of compulsion, but those are just some indicators. If I'm regularly watching, I'm regularly participating, my spirit's being filled up as I'm receiving from them, there's typically some sort of covenant connection that's happening right there. And the way to do that is through partnership. So you can officially sign up by scanning the QR code. You can go to whatsright.com/partner and sign up today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Feel free. And we're just so excited to enter into that covenant with y'all.
Yeah.
And then today, if you would like to partner with this ministry and sow into it, hear me. journey. Prayer is free. You can't buy the anointing. You can't buy miracles. That's not how it works. But we do know that there are people that are being led to partner financially in that way too. If you'd like to do that, you can go to giveww.org, scan the QR code. And if you would like to partner with this ministry specifically for our missions trips that we have coming up, we're going to the Philippines at the end of May, and we're going to see a move of the yes. Lord. We've been praying it out for weeks now. We're going to see a move of God. Yes. If you want to be a part of that and have a right to that harvest being attributed to your account, you can do so by sowing seed. Sow that seed, and here's how you can attribute it specifically to the Philippines. Just put in the memo, Philippines, and we'll be able to put it in those proper places. And today at noon, Lunch Plus is back. We've got an awesome on-time word for you today. So yeah. Make sure that you join us at noon here on the Brian Wright YouTube channel. If you're not yet subscribed, hit that subscription, click that notification bell, do all the things. But we'll be back at noon. It just helps it easier for you to find us again. So we love you. Be blessed. I love you.
Love you.
And love you. Just as an update, I don't know if we caught the mouse. We'll let you know tomorrow. It'll be great.
At one point during prayer.
William says it's in the control room. So we did not catch the mouse. It's just been hanging out with William and Serena. We'll let you know tomorrow what happens. How's that for a cliffhanger? Join us back tomorrow, and we'll let you know what happened with the mouse today. We'll see you later. We love you so much.
Bye.